A big story around here today, the cancellation, postponement, if you will, of fall sports at the University of Maine. Later we'll hear from Maine football coach Nick Charlton. But we get things underway by welcoming into the program the University of Maine's Director of Athletics, Ken Ralph. Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
A difficult day for the university community today, for the athletes, but everybody involved. But when it came right down to it, these have been decisions that have been coming for a while, but it sounded like from the Zoom conference earlier, you were particularly pleased with the way both the CAA and America East approached this.
Well, I think it was a really comprehensive process. And, you know, the biggest thing is as we've looked around the country, so many leagues have been very wishy-washy about how they're handling it. They're sort of dipping a toe halfway in. I just appreciate the fact that the presidents and commissioners in our leagues made a decision. It was a tough decision. Obviously, it hurts right now, and it was really difficult to talk to our kids about it. But ultimately, it was the right decision. We didn't leave anybody in limbo, and now we can go on and start making some plans on what we can do.
And the irony is that we're doing so very well here in the state of Maine. Our numbers are quite good. People seem to be doing the right thing in terms of social distancing and masks. But the reality of Division I college athletics is that you have to leave the state and go to places that maybe are not doing as well.
Well, in America East, we're 10 schools spread out over 8 states. In the CAA, we're 12 schools spread out over 9 states. There's no way to ignore the interstate travel. You know, if there were 8 other Division I schools in the state of Maine, we would have just created a small little league for ourselves here in the fall and would have played, but we're not that fortunate. It's nice to see, you know, us in a state here where people are taking care of their business and following protocols and keeping themselves safe. I just wish the rest of the country could catch up to us.
Absolutely. How big an obstacle were testing procedures going to pose for the athletic department?
You know, the system actually created a pretty nice testing setup for returning students, and we were already set to go into the protocol starting on Wednesday. But the new NCAA guidance that came out yesterday, and we actually had a preview of it the day before, was mandating testing 72 hours before every single competition for every single athlete. And we're not even sure we can get tests turned around that quickly. Mm. Certainly not with the level of accuracy that we would need. So testing became a big hurdle, and it wasn't the financials. It was the actual application of the testing. The other thing was what happens about quarantine and isolation for anybody in close contact with a positive test. 14-day mandatory isolation, even if you tested negative. And we just realized there was no way to give our students a good experience if that was going to be the case.
Also, in terms of going forward here, have you received any guidance yet from the NCAA in terms of what you can and cannot do in what's now a fall off season?
Well, we're actually going to be engaging with the NCAA next week about this. Obviously, we're not the only league that has made this particular decision, and we know there will be more leagues that will be announcing next week a similar type of position. So the NCAA can't ignore the fact that a number of leagues are shifting their views to a spring opportunity. And Mark Emmert, the NCAA president, in a call with commissioners yesterday, intimated that he sees fall championships as highly unlikely. So we're hopeful they'll move those championship opportunities to spring.
And when you look at spring, let's talk primarily about football. You had mentioned in your Zoom call that obviously you will only be playing conference games if that's the case. And you've already been in touch with the folks at UConn and Ball State about moving those games down the road a few years.
Yes, and those were difficult conversations to have. You know, it's such a privilege to get to play the FBS schools, and the guarantees we get from those games are significant for our revenue generation. And we want to keep good relationships with them. And for UConn, they're in our hockey conference as well, so it's a double hit with them. But Beth at Ball State and David at University of Connecticut were very gracious, very able to work with us, and really want to keep the game on the schedule. I mean, we're a good opponent for them, and you know, we may play FCS ball, but we're going to give both those teams a run for their money. And I think we were planning on going in and winning both of those this year, so it's a shame we won't get to see that happen.
So you work on ironing out eventually a conference schedule for spring, and will that be the same situation for soccer program, field hockey, and cross country?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be focusing on a conference opportunity, but we're also going to be talking to other leagues that fall within our geographic footprint. and that includes the NEC and the MAAC, with the idea of creating regionalized competition. So we'll be some competition within our own leagues, and then maybe some overlap to minimize the amount of travel. And potentially it would be if, you know, and again, this all assumes that we've found a way through the pandemic, that testing has gotten better, tracing has gotten better, or we've got a vaccine. But we, you know, we're also going to have to be cost conscious at that time.
Now, we know this decision only affects fall sports, but your winter sports at least get underway with practices during the midst of the fall. At this point, will those winter teams be allowed to start some level of practices?
Yeah, even our fall sports are going to practice. You know, football is going to come back, and they're going to be working out. I mean, we're going to keep our students engaged, and we feel that's important. You know, part of that sense of community and part of that sense of team. And it gives our coaches some extra time to work on some things that maybe they wouldn't have had an opportunity to work on. Remember, we lost spring football this past year.
Right.
So there was some work still to be done, especially with a, you know, very young, very talented group. I forget what the second part of that was you asked me.
So do I, but I want to ask you about budget here, because you lose the revenue from those two FBS games this year, and maybe you don't know yet, but in the big picture, it's also pretty expensive to travel around the country and fly on planes and ride on buses and stay in hotels. Do you know yet if this will be a net gain or loss to the football budget?
Well, you know, now the decision's been reached, we're going to dig into our budget and see exactly, what the plus minuses look like. It is a nice payday to get out and play some of these schools, but there also is an expense to going and doing it. Now, University of Connecticut is easy. It's a bus ride. And so the net out of that game is pretty significant. Ball State, you're getting on a chartered flight. You're dealing with buses on each end. You're dealing with the hotels. You're dealing with food. You don't net out quite the same. There will be a pretty significant savings when you take away some of the travel, but we also want to ensure that we've got travel reserved ready to go if the spring opportunity presents itself, like we hope it will.
Some schools around the country, most notably Stanford, Dartmouth last week announced a number of cuts involving what I guess we would call non-revenue sports. College athletic budgets are challenged all the time. Are there cuts in Maine's future? Can you avoid those, at least in the short term?
Yeah, we have no intention of changing our sport lineup. It's not been something we've ever discussed, and President Freeney Monday has not asked us to explore that. It was tough seeing, you know, a school like Stanford, which has been such the gold standard, reducing sports, but it also goes to show you how out of control spending is at Division I. Mm. We do a pretty good job controlling it here at Maine, and it helps us not have to make some of those decisions that a Stanford had to make this week.
And does this have any impact on your plans to upgrade facilities?
No, actually it doesn't. All the plans we've put forward are done with an eye of the fact that we really think that college athletics is going to be evolving in the next 10 years. This is going to provide a little bit of a reset, but I think it was coming anyways with name, image, and likeness and the new transfer rules and, just the way that the Power Five leagues are sort of pulling away. And our plan is based on what's best for the University of Maine. And we're going to continue to pursue that.
And when you talk about playing games, perhaps against other conferences in the spring, is the commitment still strong to the CAA for football going forward?
Yeah, the CAA has got great brand recognition with football, and we really value our relationships with our teams there, and we've built some wonderful rivalries. You know, four of the schools in there are America East schools with us in Albany, Stony Brook, and New Hampshire. And so we've kind of worked together as a block of four schools about our commitments there. We recognize the strength of that CAA brand. We know it's the best football in FCS. And our goal every year is going to be to win that conference, because we know if we can win the league, we're competitive at the national level.
Well, Ken, we appreciate your time on this very difficult day, and thanks to everybody who participated in making this decision. Ultimately, I think it is the right one for the student-athletes and everybody involved. Doesn't make it any easier, but we're awfully happy to have such a steady hand at the helm, and appreciate you talking with us today.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate those words. It's been a long day. I feel bad for our kids, but ultimately I do feel like it was the right thing to do.
All right. Thanks very much, Ken.
Yep.
It's Ken Ralph, Director of Athletics at the University of Maine.